This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The National League of Cities recently issued a report trying to come to grips with an estimate that within two decades, nearly half the jobs in this country could be at risk due to automation and artificial intelligence. Let me quote, "While the benefits of the new economy may largely accrue in cities, they will also likely be the epicenters of potential tensions and upheavals associated with automation." Pittsburgh is one city trying to come out on the right side of this. Uber has a big robot car development center there. There's Carnegie Mellon as well. As part of our robot-proof jobs project here this month, let's focus here on technology and economic inequality. Erica Barris reports from Pittsburgh.
People still call Pittsburgh the Steel City, but the leadership here?
Yes, I'm Bill Peduto, the mayor of Roboburg. So.
Peduto was speaking at the first meeting of the Advanced Robotics for Manufacturing Institute last week. This group, including Boeing, Walmart, and other big companies, plans on reimagining American manufacturing using robotics. Greg Huddis with the Department of Defense was there, too. The DOD is bankrolling this effort to the tune of $80 million.
To actually generate almost a new workforce in this area.
They see a future of robots and people happily working side by side. Think a machinist with robot assistants and a growing profession of skilled workers who can keep those assistants running.
We feel that the ideal thing is a collaboration between the two.
Mayor Bill Peduto is all for the whole man-machine thing, but he doesn't have the luxury of relying on ideals.
We can't wait and see what happens. We have to work proactively as it's happening to make sure that there are opportunities and benefits that are there for everyone.
Over the next couple years, Pittsburgh plans on improving its infrastructure to accommodate these companies of the future so they can use the city as its factory floor. Laura Meixel is with the city's Department of Innovation and Performance.
Thereby, we have the leverage to say that we want it to be done in the following ways that take equality into mind.
People here have heard this before and know the pitfalls of investing so heavily in one industry. When steel collapsed, the city went with it. With all this talk of Pittsburgh being the proving ground of automation, workers are worried because things are already tough.
Service jobs that pay minimum wage, they're not livable, and you got to work two or three of them.
That's Tom Conroy. He's a bus driver.
I haul those people around on the bus every day between job to job to job.
And like his passengers, he too has another job as a hairstylist. He's retiring soon, but wonders what will happen to younger drivers.
I look at them and I think, is this going to be a 25-year career for you? Or are you going to be tossed out by technology in the future?
That future may already be here. Some of those bus drivers also drive for Uber. In Pittsburgh, I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.